Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2117, The They Don't Tell You, 12 Things New Parents Need to Know, Part 1, by Dan Schmidt with nerdfitness.com. Hello, everybody, and thanks a lot for joining me on ORD today. I'm Greg Audino, your host and narrator, here to share part 1 of a longer parenting article with you. So as usual, I will start the read today and wrap up tomorrow. There is a lot to get through, though, so let's dive right in as we optimize your life. The They Don't Tell You, 12 Things New Parents Need to Know, Part 1, by Dan Schmidt with nerdfitness.com. New parent? Thinking of having kids? Thinking of not having kids? Today, we're going to bring you some hard truths. I've just had my third child because I am a crazy person. I mean, I love being a dad so much. And there are still things that happen each day where I think, never knew that. Even though I've been a parent educator for years, I still get shocked about how little I know. I've spoken to hundreds of expectant mothers and fathers in antenatal classes, giving them the general rundown on pregnancy, birthing, raising kids, child development, and parenting. Today, you are getting the real scoop, the stuff I don't even cover there. The decision to go for completion of the parenting quest is not to be made lightly. We're going to arm you with the knowledge of traps, bosses, and challenges that lie ahead. Being prepared is key. So let's stock our inventory with some rarely passed on knowledge. Pregnancy. It's not that uncomfortable. It's the best time of your life. You'll be glowing. Wrong, wrong, and wrong. Here's what to really expect when you're expecting. Number one, it can be hard to even get pregnant. We were told all through high school, if you don't protect yourself, you will definitely get pregnant and die. Sure, it can, and in my public high school often did, happen, but it can take months, even years, for a perfectly healthy young couple to conceive. At the age of 30, out of 100 couples trying to conceive naturally, only 20 will conceive within 1 month, and around 85 will conceive within 1 year. Many couples spend years doing everything they can to not get pregnant, only to then spend years trying to get pregnant. It can be a super tough time on the couple, who are often suffering in silence. Number two, it can be hard to stay pregnant. Sometimes nature sucks. You've spent months or years trying to fall pregnant, and it's finally happened. You're so excited, you start planning names, telling the family the good news, imagining the life ahead, when all of a sudden, sorry, back to the start of the first mission. Speaking from experience, it's impossible to describe how devastating this is. Nobody really talks about it, but miscarriage is very common, even if you're in those prime baby-making years. To reduce your risk, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, weight, and diet is the most important thing you can do. There's a great website that can help you with all of that. If you're having recurrent miscarriages, go see a medical professional. Just on these first two points, which are super depressing, sorry about that, please be aware that your friends may be trying to have children with no luck. So please try and avoid the classic, "Why haven't you guys had kids yet?" question at social gatherings. We know you mean no harm by it, but it can make the couple feel a little awkward. Number three, pregnancy is long and messy. Not surprisingly, making a human inside of another human takes a huge toll on the body. Things start moving, not working, squirting, in things start to become out things, and everything hurts. Nearing the end of my wife's first pregnancy, she gets super pregnant, she said to me, "If anyone looked at my Google search history over the past 8 months, they would think I was the most disgusting human ever." By the end, most women can't wait for it to be over. Be prepared to be uncomfortable, sick, and cranky. Partners, be prepared to be more supportive and thick-skinned than you've ever been before. Number four, the birthing process is also long and really messy. Don't expect it to be like the movies. Every birth and labor is different, but the whole process can take anywhere up to and over 24 hours. It can be messy, bloody, and extremely draining, both physically and emotionally, for all involved. The good news is, a lot of that is quickly forgotten once baby arrives, who will also be messy and gross-looking. Think of this like hitting your first checkpoint or save point along the quest. You'll be glad for the breather. Newborns. They're so beautiful. The hard part's over now. She looks just like you. Wrong. Wrong. And I sure hope not. Number 5. Newborns and infants are just messy. As mentioned, they are not the prettiest things when they first come out. People like to pretend they are, but they are definitely not. Depending on the birth, a newborn can be bruised, have a misshaped head, and be covered in a gooey substance. This is all very normal, and they start to look almost human shortly. But it doesn't end there. New parents are often shocked at how messy babies are. Babies may be small, but they can poop and puke like nobody's business. Your stomach gains superpowers in the first few months. What you would never be able to handle before all just becomes part of the routine. Number 6. Everyone's an expert. You are a noob. Consider yourself warned. On every topic, be it feeding, sleeping, wrapping, carrying, playing, whatever, everyone else, even those without kids, is an expert, and you don't know squat about your child or parenting. Even when you try to educate yourself a little bit, you will find contradictory evidence for every side of every argument, no matter what topic you're looking into. My advice, for what it's worth, try a few things and figure out what best works for your family. As long as you're not doing your child or yourself any harm, this is usually the best way to go. Don't always trust the experts. This definitely does include me. I've worked with so many high-ranking child and parenting specialists who I would not trust my kids with for a second. Nobody knows your child better than yourself. Number 7. You may not love your child straight away, and that's totally okay. A lot of parents will talk about an instant and extreme bond with their newborn, and yes, this happens for a lot of parents. But for many others, there is a breaking-in period, where you're not so sure about the little screaming alien-looking thing, and you surely can't be expected to love it, right? You know you're supposed to love them because it's the right thing to do as a parent, but deep down, you know you don't. Does this make you a horrible person? Of course not. Think of having a newborn as the tutorial level. Side note, I hate tutorial levels. Driver on the PS1 scarred me for life. It's all new and different, and it's probably not showcasing the features that will make it your new favorite game. It takes the time and experience, struggling and fumbling your way through things for a lot of parents to start enjoying it all, and that is okay. Similarly, even as they grow, there will be times where you actually dislike your children. They can be really mean, and you will feel really guilty because of this. This, too, is okay. And believe me, you are definitely not alone. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, They Don't Tell You, 12 Things New Parents Need to Know, by Dan Schmidt with NerdFitness.com, and I'll be back in just a minute with my commentary. Thank you to Dan. Part one in the books, and a lot of great, not warnings, but tips so far. One that I really enjoyed was his note about all the contradictory information you're likely to find about child rearing. This is so important to keep in mind because, especially at the beginning of the parenting journey, there is so much temptation or expectation to know all the answers. Frankly, we often worry if we don't. But like everything, it's important to balance these research-based efforts with the education you get from just doing, seeing what works for you and your child, and ultimately coming to learn the intricacies of your child and how you want to approach parenthood. I definitely think one of the discoveries along the way is that fact that your child and how you raise them is entirely unique. And while you can take guidance from outside sources, what happens under your own roof isn't ever going to be entirely the same as what's going on for other families raising children. So I will leave it there for today as we get ready for part two tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in, everyone, and be sure to come back again tomorrow, like I said, for the rest. That's where your optimal life awaits.